We continue our learning We are in Yom Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. In order to keep the Kohen Gadol awake, so the Mishnah here says like this, if he were a Chacham, he would darshan, he would give a lecture, he would teach Torah to others. Vimlav, and if you were incapable of doing so, he was not a Chacham, times of the second Beis HaMikdash, you didn't necessarily have Chachamim as a Kohen Gadol. So then Tamidei Chachamim darshan in front of. So he had scholars, other people, who gave shiurim to darshan in front of him to draw his interest and his attention. Vimrogil lekros, after that lecture, whether he gave or other gave, if he was capable of reading, kore, he would read sukim in Tanakh. Vimlav, koron lefanav, if not, others would read Tanakh in front of him. Vamet koron lefanav. So what would they read in front of him in order to draw his interest, in order to keep him awake? Be'iov, uve Ezra, uve Divrei Hayamim. These three books, these would draw his interest, and that's what would keep him awake. As Zechariah ben Kevutal Omer, Pa'amim Harbehoi Karisu Lefanav B'Daniel. He was in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he remembers reading to the Kohen Gadol to keep him awake, in order to keep him awake, that he wouldn't potentially become a Baal Keri and become Tamei and disqualified. So he would read Sefer Daniel in front of him. That's one of the Ksuvim. And the Rambam holds that they would read in front of the Kohen Gadol any of the Ksuvim which potentially could draw his attention. Now, there's a very interesting comment here by the Tiferes Yisrael where he says that, speaking about not only the three books specifically, but the fact that there were the Kohen Gadol would give a drasha or the others would darshan in front of him, he makes the following comment. He says, Davka Hanuch Gimel, specifically these three books, Iov, Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim. Why? So he says the following very interesting introduction. And I read from the Tiferes Yisrael. Mishum diyadua b'chachmas, rhetoric. It's known in the Chachma called rhetoric. And he tells you what rhetoric is. Hi hamodia kol haklalim hanitzrachim lidoresh barabim. This is the category, this is the wisdom where we have all of the rules of what an orator is supposed to be capable of doing. Be'eza ofen yuchal adam lichbosh al yidei devarav ozen v'lev shomav. How can he capture the hearts, the ears of the people who are listening? Lahato sam lishmo devarav, in order to have them inclined literally to listen. Sha'al yidei gimel minei dibur yishan suvis chadadu machshavos hashomim. There are three categories of speeches that will draw people's attention and sharpen them. L'shmoa b'chavivus divrei hamadavi, in order to listen to the precious words of the speaker. Im kishahem, and this is category one, im kishahem al derech chakira v'limud, their investigation, analysis, and learning, which he writes is didactic. He's speaking a German here. O al derech didactic. O al derech ha'aras ruchivas hargashos, which emotional, which he writes patetish, which is overly emotional in German. And category three, o al yidei ni'imos shiashua sipurim yafim, through pleasant and delightful stories. And then he writes aesthetish, aesthetic. Those three categories. You have that which will sharpen the mind, the intellectual. You have the emotional, and then you have the one that are pleasant and enjoyable, the aesthetic. Ubil tisa fake, he says. It's no doubt. Gam drashos haKohen Gadol yom haKippurim hayubechad me'elu. Oh, mikol haGimel biyachad. Certainly, Kohen Gadol darshaning to keep himself awake, speaking to others, if you were a Chacham, or maybe others to him, if you were not a Chacham, had either one, it was of one of these categories, or maybe all three. Ulahachi b'kriyav sha'achar drasha. So, that's why when it came to the reading of Tanakh, which followed the drasha, b'kshu l'mshoch gam libo gimel elu, they wanted to draw his heart also with these three categories. Dihine b'iyov, he says, Iyov is the first category. Ilhit palei b'iskeach hakirot. That wondrous theological analysis, that's one topic. That is the didactic. Uvi Kriyas Ezra, that's book number two. Bikshu l'rakech l'vavav hargashosav. They wanted to soften his heart. It was the emotional category. How so? Lachshov b'kama amol v'yegia v'oni banu oz hamikdash. Think about the poverty that existed at the time when Ezra came back and how much effort that they needed, the few Jews who came, to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So how's that going to help him? The Kohen Gadol, by listening to that story, will strengthen himself. How careful he's going to have to be with his avoda tomorrow morning. So that all of the work, the effort, the toil of his forefathers, of his ancestors, to build that second Beis HaMikdash that he's going to do the avoda in was not for naught. That's book number two, Ezra. Ubikriyas divrei hayamim yishtasheya machshavosav b'sipurim ma'asiyos u'milchamos v'yonim shonim. I'll have listened to books about stories about battles and other stories to keep him awake. He'll enjoy that, and through that, with, he says, Bahaskala, uverachmanut, uvaoneg, ta'uf shena meinav, sleep literally will fly away from his eyes. Perek, Aleph, Mishnah, Zion, says the Mishnah. So then, bikesh lehisnamne. So what happened if he's dozing off? Very possible, it's a long night. Pirchei kuhuna makin lefanav, be'etzbat zrada. So the young Kohanim would snap in front of him. Some say etzbat zrada is the index finger. Others say, Tosu says, no, it's the regular finger, the middle finger that we usually snap with. V'omer lo, they would say, keep him awake. Ishi kohen gadol, amod v'hafegach atzal ritzpah. Literally get up and stand up and cool off one time on the floor. He was barefoot and the floor was cold, so this way it would keep him awake. And Rashi, based on the Gemara, says that not only did they say stand up, but they invite him to some exercise or acrobatics or something in order to amuse the people. This would keep him, would entertain everybody by standing up there and doing some type of trick. So this way it would keep the Kohen Gadol awake. And then Mishnah concludes, Umasikin oso achegiyaz manashchita. Then they would busy themselves with him until his manashchita. They would read from Shir HaMaalos, Perek Kuf Chaf Zayin, which speaks about Asher Lo Yivneh Bayis, the pasuk about the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shav Amlu Bonav Bo. That's Tiferes Yisrael thinks that they said all of the Shir HaMaaloses from Kuf Chaf till Kuf Lamid Dalid with the Kohen Gadol at that time. It was getting close to the Avodah, so they read it and didn't have him read it, but they read all of those Shir HaMaaloses at that time. There are Girsos, there are versions of the Mishnah that have a final statement which says, Miakire Yushal, ours does not, but the Girsa goes like this, Miakire Yushalayim. The elders of Yushalayim, the dear people of Yushalayim, the prominent people of Yushalayim, lo ayu yishenim kol halayla. They would not sleep all night. Why? Kedei sheyishma kohen gadol kol havara voteh shena chot vaso. So the Kohen Gadol will always hear this, the murmuring, the noise, so that that he would never fall asleep, because there would be noise the whole night. To remember that, or remember the fact that the Kohen Gadol stayed up all night, we have it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tuf, Reish, Yud, Tes, and Orach Chaim, Hasid Vav, Noagim Lo Lun B'Veis HaKnesses, V'Lomar Shiros and Tishbachos, Kol Alayim. There is a minog to sleep in the shul and say Shiros and Tishbachos all night, Tehillim, and learn Torah, but many of the posts can discourage this practice if this person won't be able to daven with Kavanah the next day, and certainly the Baalei Tefillah should not do either. You